My 100.5 WRCH, it's Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut.
All right, one thing I love about Connecticut is that we've got so many great places to live. That's one reason that there's no state for a better quality of life than ours. For example, at this time of year, we're all thinking about the beach, right? For lots of
us, beach.
Yeah, living near the beach is ideal. And if that's you, Connecticut's got you covered. Yeah, that's right. Wallet Hub, the financial information website, looked at six factors: affordability, weather, safety, economy, education, and health, plus quality of life. And they ranked the best beach towns in America. Five of them were right here in Connecticut.
Wow.
Westport ranked the country's 45th best beach town to live in, ahead of places like Marco Island, Florida, Monterey, California, even a couple places in Hawaii.
Wow.
Also among the nation's best beach towns, Milford, Norwalk, Stratford, and East Haven. Maybe city living is more your thing, but maybe not a huge city like New York or Chicago. A firm called Renaissance Consulting, which specializes in destination branding, did an analysis and found that New Haven and Danbury are among the nation's best small cities, and they're cities with fewer than 1 million people. Now, they rated New Haven highly for the influence of Yale University and then noted Danbury's bustling downtown and its prosperity. Westport, Milford, Norwalk, Stratford, East Haven, New Haven, Danbury, seven more great things about Connecticut. Summer in Connecticut erupting with color, from carefully tended gardens to wild-grown fields. July is a great time to get out and view the flowers. Here's a couple places to visit beautiful blooms this month. The Rose Garden at Elizabeth Park in West Hartford features 800 varieties of old and new roses, 15,000 rose bushes, and 75 arches spread over 2.5 acres. Now, this is someplace I've always wanted to go, and I haven't gotten there yet. Now, this is a sign for me. The Lavender Pond Farm in Killingworth. New England's largest lavender farm, boasting nearly 10,000 lavender plants and a purple train that tours guests around the fields. How cool is that? Patchogue State Forest in Voluntown, which features a half-mile hiking trail among wild-blooming rhododendrons. Also, the Hillstead Museum in Farmington has a spectacular garden designed by America's first female landscape architect. Plus, its renowned Sunken Garden Poetry Festival is happening throughout the month. And if you're feeling inspired to create a garden of your own, visit White Flower Farm in Litchfield. You can stroll through their world-famous collection of plants and flowers to pick some for your own. Up for grabs right now, the July CT Visit Prize Pack. One lucky winner will get a gift certificate for a one-day paddle board or kayak rental for four people at Collinsville Canoe and Kayak. They're located on the Farmington River, one of New England's largest specialty paddleboard spots. Now, you'll also get two tickets to the Thames River Heritage Park Water Taxi. That's going to take you over 10 national and historic sites along two shores on the Thames River in New London and Groton. Plus, some awesome Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt.